It's time now to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Of course, Ruth joins us every Monday morning, and we take a look at some of the stories that are coming up in our area and have been following in our area. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Ruth. What's...
Excuse my voice. I got a cold.
Well, I was just going to ask. You don't have to be psychic to notice that. You just have to have ears.
You can't hide anything on the radio. So, although it's the fifth week of the month, we still are busy.
Yeah.
Meetings tonight, we have, well, it's the budgets that are causing all this ruckus. Falls Village Board of Education presents its budget to the Finance Board tonight. I think, is there a Finance Board meeting in Salisbury?
We've got, the Town of Sharon has a Historic District Committee meeting. Salisbury Planning and Zoning tonight at 6:30.
Okay.
Kent has their Inland Wetlands Commission meeting tonight. What else goes on tonight?
So somewhere in here, the Salisbury Board of Finance is going to hear.
I'm going to check my. I've got everything in front of me here to
see.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but they had to go back. I think both Board of Selectmen and Board of Education and revamp.
Here, I've got it. Here, that comes up. The meeting is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Town of Salisbury,
okay.
Board of Finance.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's
coming
tomorrow.
Up somewhere.
Yeah.
We also have tomorrow Sharon Board of Selectmen.
Yeah.
Second meeting of the month.
Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting.
Yes, they've got all kinds. And ABC, I think, is meeting. And
CABE is meeting at that meeting.
Oh, okay. Well, there's all kinds of things going on. And on Thursday night, they're having a reception for Brian Wohler at the brewery. People have set this up to thank him for his service in the legislature. And I'm sure there are things coming up next weekend. There are talks and all sorts of things.
Well, Sharon has the Board of Assessment Appeals meeting on Wednesday at 6.
Okay.
Now, and this is a committee that I haven't heard about, but I know what it is, but the Pope Committee is having a meeting at 6:30
in
Salisbury.
To discuss the land on Salmon Kill Road.
Yeah, that's on the 27th.
Okay, they are meeting. They were given the... duty of coming up with ideas for use of that land that was bought by the town a couple of years ago.
So that's I haven't heard of the meeting. Well, maybe they just haven't posted it previously. But
yeah,
so
they meet sporadically. I don't think So again, busy times, and I think there's some Scoville.
They just came through just came through a big weekend where they had. A lecture in yesterday, on Saturday, as a matter of fact.
Okay. So we're just chock full here. As we said, budgets are coming along, and North Keenan held its marathon on this week, hearing selectmen on one night and Board of Ed on the next. Interestingly enough, the daycare center in Keenan is going to be moving into the school, mirroring that the same thing that's done in Sharon. They're going to be reconfiguring rooms and putting them in there, which allows the Boy Scouts to go back into their building, and then there'll be the Boy Scout building being used. The transfer station will be given back to the transfer station. So we have a lot of movement there. They spoke very highly of the idea. Having the kids in the school, it works well, and we'll see what happens.
Now, the Falls Village Children's Theater presents Annie, Get Your Gun this weekend.
Yes.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that is at the Burgess Auditorium at Housatonic.
That's right. So. Yes, yes. And Cornwall is putting on Mary Poppins. The school is putting that on this weekend. So, and Vintage Hitchcock was a big hit, the Cornwall Town Players, on this past weekend. So we're very theatrical at this time of year.
There's one more big fundraiser coming up for the Student International Travel Club.
Oh, really?
That comes up on March 30th, Lion Rock Farm. It is a wine tasting and beer tasting. Tickets are still available if people want to buy a ticket. tasteofthecountry.brownpapertickets.com.
Very good. And that's the group going off to Europe this summer.
Yeah, and then there's the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association Benefit Brunch at the Interlaken on Sunday.
Oh, that's who's getting it this year. Very good. And on March 30th, we've got a talk on David Frye's book, Walls,
okay.
A very timely book, talking about that. That's being put on at Noble Horizons, and that's at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Uh-oh. Keep that voice there, dude.
Yes. Well, keep it going. So lots of busy stuff, and it doesn't seem to be fading because the next week starts our month all over again.
No, it really is amazing. Is that we talk about normally how these last 2 weeks of the month aren't busy, but they've been busy this month.
They've been very busy, and Sam Herrick, the business manager, was at the Canaan Board of Ed Select Finance Board the other night. That hearing is coming up. It's a 0% increase at this point, but they're taking a lot of things that they were going to put in next year's and putting it in this year's, so to bring it down. But there are some increases coming. There's going to be an additional, they're looking for an additional staff member to teach math and business and some other additions. So for people who are interested in the Region 1 budget, keep apprised and watch the papers to see what's going on there.
All right. We're gonna let you rest your voice.
You gotta
now.
Go.
Gotta go. Okay. Good thing I don't have to talk at these meetings. I just have to sit right. So. Okay, guys. Thank you.
Okay, Ruth. We'll speak to you next week.
Oh yes, hopefully thank in
you.
A better talk.
Will be.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye bye.
Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Ruth writing, of course, in the paper and at rep-am.com.